You've drafted the perfect email. It's clear, concise, polite, professional. You hit send. And within hours, three different departments interpret it three different ways. One's waiting for more information, another's already started work, and the third has completely missed the point. This isn't a failure of effort, it's a failure of context. In cross-department communication, clarity doesn't live in what you say, it lives in how it's understood. Because when language leaves your inbox, it passes through different systems, mindsets, pressures, even different assumptions about what matters most. So before you click send, ask yourself, will this make sense to someone outside my world? We all speak the same language, technically, but in practice, every department has its own dialect. A developer thinks in tickets and time boxes. Sales thinks in leads, pipelines, targets. HR might be thinking in policies, well-being, or tomorrow's onboarding session. So when you're communicating across teams, know your audience. What pressures are they under? What acronyms do they live by? What might they not know about your world? Because clarity isn't dumbing down, it's bridging up. Make your message accessible without being patronizing, specific without being overwhelming. Speak their language, not yours. Most misunderstandings in business don't come from what was said, but why it was misunderstood. You might send a note asking for a quick update, but without tone, timing, or context, it might come across as pressure, or panic, or even blame. That's why strong communicators don't just pass on information, they translate intent. Want to avoid confusion? Tell people what you're trying to achieve. Just checking in becomes, wanted to see if you need anything from me to move this forward. Same task, better tone. Clearer collaboration. Because when intent is transparent, trust follows. And trust is what keeps projects moving, even when things get messy. It got lost in Slack. I missed that Teams message. Oh, was that in the doc? Sound familiar? It's tempting to blame the tools, but tools don't confuse people. Unclear use of tools does. One person updates the spreadsheet. Another adds a comment in the chat. A third sends a follow-up email with no context. The result? Parallel conversations. Conflicting assumptions. Duplicate work. Good communication isn't about using more tools. It's about choosing the right one. Urgent? Call. Important? Email. Collaborative? Share a document. Be intentional. One channel, one message, one outcome. Every organization has bottlenecks, the people everyone's waiting on. The ones who sit on info, hold decisions, or unintentionally slow the flow. But there's another kind of person, the bridge. They connect teams, spot misalignments, translate priorities, and they do it with clarity, consistency, and just the right amount of curiosity. If that sounds like a lot, it's not. It starts with choosing your words more carefully, asking better questions, being aware of who's reading, not just what's written. So the next time you're tempted to copy-paste that last reply, pause. Could you rephrase? Add one line of context? Save someone hours down the line? Great communicators do more than talk. They build trust, one message at a time.